Rohi Eitz Tzadikim. By Tzadikim, it's called something very bad. The Tzadikim don't enjoy it. And we'll soon see that Eishes Yoel also did not enjoy it. So maybe it's good why the pastor talks about the Tzidkis, what she did, that she did in the Shem Shemayim, the Shem Mitzvah, in order to be able to kill Sisrei. Shinema, how do we know that any bad that a Russian wants, any good that a Russian wants to do to a Tzadik is called bad for the Tzadik? Shinema, it says by Yaakov Avinu that Hashem told Lavan, Hisham Lecho, Ten Tedabarim Yaakov Mitoiv Adra. Hashem told Lavan, be careful not to talk to Yaakov good or bad. So Vishle Mira Lechayim, it's good that Hashem told Lavan, don't talk bad to Yaakov, that's good. Like, don't do anything bad to Yaakov. Elotoiv Amailoi. What's wrong? The lover wants to talk good to Yaakov. What's wrong with that? Why did Hashem have to tell him don't even talk good? Elo Rebshatish Mamino that Toivos and Shavrishoyim is Raya to Tzadikim. Even what a Rosh means to do good to a Tzadik, really it's only a bad. For a Tzadik it's bad. So therefore, here also, Eishes Yoel had no enjoyment at all from Sisrei. So Mari asks why. Bishleim Hossam Bishleim by Yaakov Avinu, it's good that Hashem told love and don't talk to Yaakov even good. Why? Dilma mitkalei shema de avodas kechavim. What he means to be good is to mention his names of the avodas zarah. And to Yaakov Avinu it's ra. So if Hashem had to tell love and don't talk anything to Yaakov. Rashi like loma genafta selai hai. That love will come to complain to Yaakov. Like how come you stole my avodas zarah? Helohocha my roika. But over here, what could be bad? The Chur, when he was having beer, when he was living with her, so why is it called bad for her? So Gemara answers, the Koshodi bo Zuma. Because this guy, Sisrei, when he lived with her, he put Zuma, some shmut, some Zuma, means that something Zoram, it's like dirty sweat, went into her. What does that mean? The Yomar Reb Yechanan, Bishosh bo Nochosh, Al Chavo, by the first Chet, when the Nochosh lived with Chavo, Hito bo Zuma. The Chav, the Nochosh, put Zuma from Shmutz into Chava, into Bnei Yodin. Now it's like this. Yisroel, she'omdu al ha-Sinai, posko Zumosom. Klai Yisroel that received the Torah on ha-Sinai, the Zuma went away from them. So after ha-Sinai, Klai Yisroel was pure from the Shmutz that they received from the Nochosh. Ma'ashenken ovdei kechovim, she'loyomdu ba-ha-Sinai, goyim that were not by ha-Sinai, loy posko Zumosom. It never went away from them, the Zuam or the Shmutz, that the Nochosh gave them. So Mela Sisrei, this guy, had Zuam, he had Shmutz in him. Chweis, it's a Ruchnis, like I have Shmutz, it's a Zuam. So Mela, when she lived with Yoel, Eishes Yoel, he didn't give her any enjoyment. She only felt very bad about it. But why did she let him do it? L'shem Mitzvah, in order to go and kill her, and to save Klai Yisrael. So therefore, the Pasuk talks good about Eishes Yoel. Right, then the Mishnah says, Chotza b'manul shena shaloi. If the Yavam is wearing a shoe that doesn't belong to him, the Mishnah says, still it's kshera. But the Yavam is still kosher. Tana Rabbanu wrote like this. The Pasuk says, nu aloi. Now the Chura has to wear a na'al, he has to wear his shoe. Now the Chura means the Yavam has to be wearing his own shoe. Same li yela na'aloi. I only know from this Pasuk the shoe has to belong to him. He has to be the owner. What about na'al shakol adam? Let's say the shoe belongs to somebody else, and somebody else lets him wear his shoe today. Minayin, how do we know that if she makes chalitza on that shoe, still it's kosher? Tam Lema, the Pasuk says, now. The double lashon, Widashin Rashi, chalutz hanol. It says chalutz hanol. Hanol means any type of a shoe. Like any type of a shoe that the Yavam is wearing, if she comes now and unties it and pulls it off him, that's good for chalitza. Mikol Makom, even though it doesn't belong to him. For the Gemarium came, if that's true, my Talmud Leiman no aloi. How can the Pasuk says the word no aloi? In other words, first it says the Pasuk, V'choltso na aloi me'ar ragloi. So it says what? Na aloi. T'mash mehishu. The shoe has to belong to him. At the end of the Pasuk, it says, we call it, Beit Chalutz HaNoal. The Chalutz HaNoal mash many shoe. So from the last word, HaNoal, we dash in any shoe. Even if it doesn't belong to him. So if so, the kasher is, how come at the beginning of the pasuk before it says, V'niksho yevimtoi eilov le'enai askenim v'cholza na'aloi? How come it says over there the word na'aloi? So my answer is, Na'ala means saruyaloi. It has to be fit. That it fits him. It has to be a good fit. Prat legodol shen yochol alech boy. Excluding if the shoe is too big, it's five sizes bigger than your size, and you can't walk with it. When the yovan starts walking, it falls off. That's not good for chalitza. Who prat lekota and shein achoyfer roi ragloi. Who are then, if it's five sizes too small, that it doesn't cover up rove of your foot, that's also possible for chalitza. That's what lashon na'aloi means. It has to be your size. It has to be a good size, lav dafka, perfect fit, like we had before, as long as you could walk with it. It doesn't fall off. As long as it covers up rove of your regal, it's kosher. But at the end it says, Chalut HaNoal means any shoe, even if it doesn't belong to you, also it's kosher. Yeah. Right, Uprat Lesando HaMesulayim Shein LeHekev. What did it's no good if you have shoes, sandals, that has soles on it, but doesn't have heels? Sandal HaMesulayim means it has soles, but it doesn't have heels. That's also no good. It's not LeMash, but it has to have a heel on it. Murrah. Abaye, Murrah says, Abaye, we call Koyi Kaimed Rab Yosef. Abaye was once by Rab Yosef. Asoyi Yivom Malachlitz. There was a maestro there that Yivom came to make chalitza. She came to take off the shoe of the Yavam. Omalei, so Abaye said to, Rab Yosef said to Abaye, Havle Sandalcha. That give him your shoe. As Rabbi Yosef told Abaya, Abaya, take off your shoe and give it to the Yavam. Is Yoyim Le Sand Le Dismoila. You know what Abaya did? He took off his left shoe and gave it to him. Omalei. And what do you mean the left shoe? So the pshat is he gave him his left shoe and the Yavam put it on his right foot. And the Mishnah says, but the that's kosher. As long as the shoe is on your right foot, even though it's the left shoe, still it's kosher. So that's what Abaya did. Abaye gave him his left shoe. Why did he do it? So Amalei. So Rabbi Yosef said back to Abaye, Eimah the Yomer Rabbanan the Evet. When did the Mishnah the Rabbanan say it's kosher if you wear a left shoe on your right foot? That's only the Evet if you did it. But Lechatchila miYomar, is that the best way to do it? Havada, the best way to do it is have a right shoe on your right leg. So Amalei, Abaye answered back like this, Hemanashach, if you want to do things Lechatchila the way you're supposed to, Hiyochi, now that you're telling me I should give my shoe to him, is that good lechatchila? When did the Rabbanan say that you could use somebody else's shoe for the Evet? Lechatchila miyomar. But lechatchila did they say? Because Abai held lechatchila, how are you supposed to make halitza? The Yavam is supposed to be wearing his own shoe on his right foot. So if you tell me now I should give him my shoe, he meant like make a protest, he meant to tell him, anyway you're not doing the right thing. Because he's not supposed to use somebody else's shoe. So once you're not nakpid to do the mitzvah lechatchila, I might as well give him my left shoe. So the Abaye wanted to tell Rabbi Yosef, what you're doing is not the right thing. Or Malay, he said back to him, Hocha kamin alcho. So Rabbi Yosef told back to Abaye, no, Avada, I want to do a mitzvah chalitza lechatchila. So lechatchila means that you have to give him your right shoe. Ah, you're telling me it's not lechatchila because the shoe doesn't belong to the Yavam, it's my shoe. So Yosef said back, Havle v'akni le. What I meant to tell you was give him your shoe, but be makter it to him. Like give it to him for a present. So lemaisa now when the Yavam is putting it on, it's his own shoe. So since it's his own shoe, he owns it now, that's the mitzvah lechatchila. So therefore Yosef was good that he got angry at Abaya. Like, how come you gave him your left shoe? Avada, I want to do the mitzvah lechatchila, the way you're supposed to. So when I told you, give him your shoe, I meant to say, you should be matna your shoe to him. Make sure the shoe belongs to him. So that's lechatchila. So I want to do the mitzvah lechatchila, who was in lechatchila, should be the right shoe. So therefore, give him your right shoe, not your left shoe. Right, the Sandal Shalates. Our Mishnah says that if you use a shoe made out of wood, for the ever it's kosher. So the more man tan, who's the tan of our Mishnah? Omar Shmuel Rabbi Lehi. Who's the cross Rabbi Meir Shita? It's not like we learned before. Hakita. Is somebody that is, Rachmanis' foot was amputated, he doesn't have a foot. Is Yotzo Bekav Shaloi. He's allowed to walk out on Shabbos with his fake foot, with his fake shoe like. That's called Bekita Shaloi. but the bekav shaloi means he has like a fake shoe that he puts on his bone there. See, even though it's not made out of leather, that's where meyashita, that a shoe does not have to be made out of leather. Any strong material that's made out of, that it protects you, it's called a shoe. So Mela now Mishnah also, when the Torah says you have to use a shoe for chalitza, it doesn't mean a leather shoe, it means anything hard that protects you. So even wood is also good. That's what Meishita. Rabbi Yossi Yosser, Rabbi Yossi Yosser, no, a calf on Shabbos, a kita can't go out with his false leg. Because since it's not made out of leather, it's not called a shoe. And on Shabbos, you're allowed to walk out with a malbush with a shoe. If it's not called a shoe, you can't walk out with it. So man, who are for chalitza also? According to Rabbi Yossi, what's called a shoe? Only something that's made out of leather. So made out of wood would be puzzle. So our Mishnah that says a shoe made out of wood, l'chur, it's only good according to Rabbi Meir, not according to Rabbi Yossi. So Gemara says, Avu adishmul aymer, v'mechup or v'divri akul. I tell you, our Mishnah is talking about where true, it's a wooden shoe, but it's surrounded, mechup is covered up with skin. So that's called a skin shoe. Even though the inside is made out of wood, that's okay. And that's the way we pass on halacha. Halacha we talk all about the Rabbanan Shita, that the shoe has to be made out of leather. If it's only made out of wood, it's possible. We hold the shoe has to be made a leather shoe. A wooden shoe is possible, chalitza. Venachnam is mechupor. If it's surrounded on the outside, covered up with skin, that's also enough. That's also good. Right. Omar Rav Papi Mishmei Derova. Sandal Hamuskar Loitech Latzboi. Sandal Hamuskar means if you have a sandal, your shoes, that has tzaras, has a negar on it. Halacha is a negar could go on your body, could go on your clothing, could go on your bias, all different halachas of a negar. Halacha of a negar is, we'll soon see, you have to burn it. Now there are two types. Muskar means when the Kohen looked at it, he was not sure if it's a negar or not. So what you have to do is put it away for 7 days, and then he comes back later again and looks at it. If it really spread, then it's called mukhlat. It's called the vadai tumas or nega. And if not, it becomes tor. So sandal amuska means this sandal. That's a doubt now. We don't know if it's a nega or not. So the Kohen said, put it away for 7 days. Lamais it's tomate those 7 days. So he says the din is let tachlitz boy. The Gachino don't use it. The Yimchot Tzachlitzosek Shera. But for the Evid, if you did, it's okay. Because the Maitza, it's still called the shoe. Now the Shala should be, it should be Gzeira Otto Muchlat. We'll soon see. Now Sandal HaMuchlat, let's say you have a shoe that was Vadai Tumas Nega. So Locher, you're supposed to burn it. So here we say, Letechlatz Boy. The Yimchot Tzachlitzosek Psula. And if you make a Chalitza with it, it's a Psula, it's no good. And the Pshat Rashi says is, that since it's also Bahano, it's toy and sreif, you have to burn it, we consider like it's burnt through it, like it's missing a shear. So it's not called a shear. Anytime something has to have a size, if it's aimed to be burnt, it doesn't have a size. Like a luluf, it has to be at least dalat tfochim. So if it's aimed to be burnt, it's possible. Here also, a shoe has to be the size to cover up rove of his foot. So since it has to cover rove of his foot, if this shoe has too much negar on it, that the din is you have to burn it, so if so, it doesn't have the size, it doesn't have a shear, it's possible for chalitza. Yeah. Rashi says, Mukhlach litza psula, till it's right for koi, so I'm to be burnt, the anan shiura binun, it has to have a size, chayfes rev lagloi, the shoe has to cover up roiv of your foot. By ketusa nechteshira. Here, since this shoe is tameh, it's supposed to be burnt, it's missing the size. Therefore, the chalitza is psula. Rav Papa Mishmei Derav Omar, no. Echot sandal amuskar, v'yechot sandal amuchlat, lo techlitz boy. V'yemchol tzachlitzosik shira. He paskuds no. Even if the sandal is vadai tameh, still b'dieved, it's still kosher. It's not considered mechtach shir. It's not called like it's burnt up already. It's still called a shir. It's still called a shoe. That's a machlokes. More amazed, we have a kasha now. Beis hamuskar mitamei mitoychoi. If you have a house that is a nega, but we're not sure if it's a tomatik a nega or not, you have to lock it up for 7 days. So halacha is mitamei mitoychoi. If anybody touches the inside of the house, it's mitamehim. But if a person only touches the outside, he's torah. Muchlat, let's say the house becomes vaday tamei, the kohen checked it out again and it's bread, and it's vaday atumas nega. So then the loch is mitoichoy liachrov. If anybody touches the inside of the house, or the outside of the house, he becomes tamei. Now, v'zeh metame bebiya. Both of them have a loch like a tumas meis, that if you walk into the house, even though you didn't touch the house, it's metame you. There's a tumas oyim. Now, v'sakadaytuch. If you want to tell me a house that's mukhar, has to be burnt, it's considered like it's burnt, there's no shear. The Torah says if you come into the house, then you have a tumas oil. Mashman has to have a shema house. If you tell me something is supposed to be burnt, loses its name, it's considered like it's not here, so it's not called a house. Feleka, Elamayis, even though it's supposed to be burnt, still it's considered like you have a shear. Samar says, Shani Yosem, they're different. The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, V'nitas es habayis. That means, Afilo b'shas netitza hu yabayis. What are you supposed to do if you have the stones that have a negam? You're supposed to knock it out of the house. So here the Torah says clearly, even b'shas, you're knocking it out, it's still called a house. So here's the Xeris HaKosov, it's still called a bayis. But maybe by us, since you're supposed to burn it, maybe it's not called a good chalitza. Here's a Torah Shema, come and bring another proof. Says matlis. Matlis means a cloth, a piece of material. That sheyesh boy sholosh al sholosh. It's the size of 3 etzboyis by 3 etzboyis. That's the smallest amount of a size of a cloth. That's called a beged. It means something. Yeah. Afal pi shein boy kizayis. Even though it's so small that it doesn't have the size of a kizayis, that means it's made out of, Rashi says, Shechut daka. Because the animal, this whatever was made out of the material is very thin material. So even though it's 3 by 3, when you fold it up like it doesn't get to the size of a kezayis. Now kivon shenichnas ruba lebayis tor. When roiv of this cloth goes into a house that's tor mitamasu, it's mitama the house. So now Rashi says, Timas kol kli abayis, timetzera metama bebiya. As this cloth now has a neger on it, so therefore it has tumas metzeras. When it goes into the house, it's metam anything in the house. V'chein beged v'yevgen amnugas. Beged, a cloth or a stone that has a neger in it, is kula metam beoil. It has tumas oil. When you bring this cloth into a house, it's like a mace is there, and anything in the house becomes tamei with a tumas oil. For your kivon diaruba kula damya. Now, since rove of the cloth came into the house, it's like the whole cloth came in. Therefore, it's matama the house. Now, my la b'muchletis. Aren't we talking about the cloth was muchlat, was like vaday tamei, and still we see when rove comes in, it's enough. So Rashi speaks out that if it's considered kamad de mechtash yurei, if you want to consider like it's chopped up already, so v'zoi, why when it comes into the house, why is the matam of the bayis? 3 by 3 didn't come in. So chura, whatever came in is like cooled, like chopped up already. So it's not a shear to be matam of the house. So more says loy muskeris. We're not talking about where it's mukhlat, where it's vade tomei, where it's only doubtful it's a suffix if it's tomei or not. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, aim a seifim. What does the seifim say? Hoyobol kamazesim. Let's say this cloth, 3 by 3, was a very thick cloth, very thick, and it has a few zesim, the size of a few olives. Kivot shenichtas mimenu kezayis labayis tor. As soon as a kezayis worth of this cloth went into a house that's tor, tamaseyo, it's matama the house. Why again? Because it has tumas neger on it. So it's like the nega went into the house. It's matana the oil. It's matana anything in the house, but tumas oil. Now, iyamrit, if you want to tell me v'shleima, muchletes, we're talking about where this beged was vaday tamei, where we know for sure there's a nega on it. Hainu the iska shlemeis. It's good that tumas nega is hukash shlemeis. So just like a mace, how much of a mace is matana the oil? Okay, you don't need a whole mace. If you have a kezayis worth of basar ha-meis, and it comes into the house, it's metama b'tumas oil. So it's good here why neger also is matama b'kezayis. That's if it's talking about mechletis. Eliyamrit musgeret, if it's talking about only a tumas muskar, that means we don't know for sure it's tummy. You only set it aside to see if it's tummy or not. Amai yiskesh lemeis? It's not yiskesh lemeis? So if so, why is the kezayis of it matame? So my answer is, shani hosom. The Yom HaKroa, the Pesach says, v'sorath es ha-begit. That afilo b'shas sreifa kari begit. Even b'shas you're burning it, still l'maisa, it's called a begit. So in other words, what we're saying now, it has to be talking about now a begit that's mukhlat. If the begit was only muskar, means we only have a doubt if it's tummy or not, even though it has tumor on it, but it would not have tumas oil. It's not hukash l'meis. What's hukash l'meis? Only tumas mukhlat. So we have to be talking about here now, this cloth is vadai tummy. It has a neger on it. Now we're saying now, if not even the whole begit came in, just a portion of it, a kezayis worth of it came in, it's the time of the house. If you're going to tell me that what's mukhlat is ksidik ketusa mechtech shuri, it's like chopped up, so the part that comes in is like chopped up, it's not called part of the begit. So why is the tumas neger on it altogether? If a begit is smaller, then gimel by gimel has no tumah. The elukhur of this begit, if only kezayis came into the house, so why don't we consider that part like it's chopped off, the rest of the begit? And if it's chopped off, it doesn't have a shear. So what do you see? You see, you don't say mechtach shiuroi. You do not say, since this tumas mukhlat has to be burnt like, it's sitted like it's missing a shear. So Mura says there's no proof over here. I'll tell you, shani osom, to yom akro, v'soraf es ha-begit. That means, afilo v'shas reifom, kori begit. Here's saying clearly, even though you have to burn this begit that has a neger on it, but even b'shas you're burning it, the Torah still calls it a begit. So you see, by the begit, it's not called ketusa mechta shiuri. It's not considered like it's missing a shear. For the Gemara of Sova ligma minei, so learn out from here. They're saying by chlitz the same svara. Even though you have this shoe that has a tumas neger on it, and you have to burn it, we should also say it's still kosher l'chalitza. Because you're telling me now, learn out from tumah, that even though it has to be burnt, it's not called like it's missing the shear. So Gemara says, no. Issa tumah legamrinin. From Ilchus tumah, you don't learn out. Tumah has special chidushim to it. By tumah, the Torah says, even though it has to be burnt, still it's called a begit. Mashenke, for other halachas, by chalitza, if you have this shoe that's supposed to be burnt, it could be, it's not called a size, it's not called a kosher l'chalitza. Because since you're supposed to burn it, it's considered like it's missing a shear. Omar Rava says like this. Hilchasa, what's the maskana? Echad sandal amuskar. Whether this shoe you want to use has a doubtful tumas neger that you have to put it away for 7 days. The echad sandal shemuchlat. Whether the shoe is for sure vade tomei. The echad sandal shel avodas kechovim. Even if you have a sandal that you gave that they put onto an avodas zora. The echad is light techlitz. Look, Achille, you're not supposed to use these things. It's not nice. But for Yimchol Tzach, Litzosach Shera. But the Evado, if you do use it, it's kosher. In other words, we don't consider these things Mechtach Shera. They're not called missing the size. The size is still there. Rashi speaks out, even though it's Osa Bahano, but the Pshat is, when you're doing the mitzvah, the klal is, mitzvah Slav Lenis Nitna. You're not having your own enjoyment from the shoe. You're doing a mitzvah Chalitza. That's not called enjoyment, therefore you're allowed to have it. But the evidence kosher. Yeah, I'll turn over. Mashenken shaltak ruvais avodis kechovim. Let's say you have a shoe that not you put on the avodis zorah, but you use it like a sacrifice in front of the avodis zorah. Takruvas means things you are giving to be mishtamish to use for the avodis zorah. The difference is, these things have no bitul yerlam. You can never take off the yisr. It remains osel yerlam, therefore tak is supposed to burn it. Mashenkein, shalavodis kechovim, if you mevatel it, if you break it, the yisr goes off it. Mashenkein takruvais, something you use to service the avodah zarah, that's osel yerlam, and here we talk and say, ketus.